After we've collected a lot of this data, we'll have an executive staff retreat. And generally, the leadership team is there, the CEO, the COO, chief clinical officer, chief information officer, chief financial officer, our vice president of human resources. Some of the key people in terms of decision makers will be there. We usually will do a half day or sometimes even a one day executive staff retreat, often off site. We just feel that that's a better use of our time to be off site so that we're not tempted to run out and do other things. Kind of isolates us a little bit and helps us to focus. We review the data that's been collected, and we also review data that's provided by our CFO. He'll have a lot of reports there on our financial situation, productivity numbers, et cetera. And so those reports go into the process as well. And our job is really to synthesize that data and to make decisions. In that executive staff retreat, the tool that you just saw in the previous slides is what we use. So it's a very quick process. What we want to do at that staff retreat is, well, what we don't want to do at the staff retreat is we don't want a laundry list of, 10,000 to-do items. If we have that, we've failed. Number one, they're not going to get done. And number two, everybody's going to be overwhelmed with the minutia. What we want to have are three or four big things that will make a strategic difference in the organization. And so in that process, we have to weed out a lot of things that are really important to do, really good to do, but they might not move the needle as much as we need. And so we just need to focus on three or four big things that are going to make a big strategic difference in the organization.
So after Joel has fleshed out the plan after this executive staff retreat, I take that draft to our board of directors, the draft plan, and they review it, make modifications, make suggestions, and then ultimately approve the direction that we're going.
And then also it's important to keep this front and center. And so we have a mini retreat quarterly by that same executive staff that developed the plan. And we want to keep that in front of leadership so that implementation is easier and we make sure that things are on track. Again, it's probably a half a day on site this time. And we review it page by page, objective by objective, and we'll tweak it as needed with new information. Sometimes things rise in importance and other times they decline. With the whole COVID situation, the telehealth and IT piece of the plan just expanded exponentially in order to meet that need.
In my monthly reports to the board of directors, I'll often update them on how we're progressing with the plan. And generally, I can relate almost any proposed activity as activities which really address the objectives of our plan.
And then we wanted to make the point that the strategic plan is a living document. We mentioned that a little bit a second ago, but the reason that I particularly want to address this is that when I first got involved with strategic planning, I was with a very large insurance company, and I was leading a group in that strategic planning process. And we worked on this plan for, I'm going to say, at least 6 months, and had outside consultants flying in from California, spent a fortune on this plan, and it went on a shelf. And to my knowledge, it was never really implemented. And so I always thought that that was really tragic, considering all the investment that went into that plan. And so at Cherokee, what we want to do is have it as a living document, continuous review by leadership, as we just talked about, and then also to use it with our staff, with our board, with funders, grantors, when we write grants, to be able to pull pieces of the strategic plan out of that so that we can communicate with these stakeholders.
So it's been a real pleasure to share some thoughts with you about strategic planning, and we hope you've heard something that's going to benefit your health center. Here's our contact information, and we invite your questions, your inquiries. Thanks so much for listening.